Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It's a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley, and we are not going to be able to get everything into this show that we need to get into the show. There's too much stuff today. I don't know what to do.
We're not staying later.
Sorry. We're not staying later?
No.
All right. I'm probably never going to get to hockey today because the other three sports are just overwhelming me right now. Eagles, their incredible win, and now that we've had a chance for it to seep in a little bit, what did it mean? We will tackle that. A very traumatic time for Phillies fans if they heard the performance of their owner. Today we will jump into it both feet. And I believe at some point we'll be joined by Ruben Amaro Jr.
Yes. Cool.
And he's in the middle of it now because during his era they were bad at talent evaluation.
100 years.
Right, 100 years.
Somebody listed him as a possible candidate to be.
I was not surprised by that.
Candidate to replace GM. To replace Klintak?
Yep.
Oh dear.
He was listed as a candidate.
All right. Well,
then
I got to tell you what. When he gets here, we're gonna have to grill him. Apparently now he is a candidate again.
Well, why don't you play the role of the owner and you interview him?
I don't think that'll work.
Neither.
I love the guy. I work with him. He's a really good guy. No, thank you.
You don't want to be the owner?
No. I don't need that sequel.
Really?
He's not up yet, right, man? They
actually went to the playoffs when he was there.
I would take it.
Only because of the guy that was just there for 5 years. Anyway, we'll get to that in a little while. We even got a Sixers stuff because Doc Rivers, unlike John Middleton, had his introductory news conference and dazzled.
Mm-hmm.
Al, he was good.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because it's virtual, the quality is not great.
Well,
but I'll play a little bit of that.
That's
for
our
you.
Fault.
Sounds. What's that?
That wasn't that.
It wasn't
I
that
don't
bad.
Know. No.
Well, talk to some people
that
over
was
here.
Weird.
I can't control the technology in this place. I can't control.
There's only so much he can complain about,
know.
Al.
At this point in my life, Al, I can barely control my bladder. So please.
You know, jeez.
Anyway, I'm just being honest here. In addition to that, in this hour, 6:50, Al, fresh off a 3-day hospital stay, Donald J. Trump will be calling in to discuss what he's been going through and to irritate Trump supporters who listen to the show.
Oh, God.
They got to laugh at it. It's fun. Well, the way Joe Conklin's doing it, it's humorous.
I'd like to point out we've made fun of every president is able to imitate their voice.
And we got a great thing.
What is it?
At 7:40 and 9:40, if you're planning accordingly, because we took something John Middleton said, and we ran with it. And it has to do with the magical year of 1991. We're going to take you back to the last time Annie McPhail won squat in baseball and let you hear what radio sounded like the last time he won a championship.
Because
what he did to this woman who asked a excellent question
and
did it in a respectful way, Al, he will never, ever be able to get away from the way he handled that question. He never will. I will never look at the owner of the Phillies the same way after that. But I want to start with this because we also have. We have enough? No.
You haven't mentioned.
Doug Peterson's coming on at 8 o'clock today, Al.
Nice.
And I want to grill him about something. He has to see how. Here's one of the bogus things about sports. Mm-hmm. The term next man up. That's garbage. You understand that? Because oftentimes, the next man up, you're a replacement. A star player making $15 million a year with a guy nobody ever heard of who's playing for the minimum. And you're trying to convince yourself that these guys are synonymous, that you could take one out, put the other in, and lose nothing. And 99% of the time, you will learn very harshly that that is not true. And then there was Sunday night where it was, I'm going to focus in on the single most amazing moment in the whole game. And it wasn't the Fulgham catch. And it wasn't the Singleton pick six.
Ah.
Although nobody knows who those two players are either.
We do now.
Right? Al, fourth and four, 52-yard field goal to tie the game. 9 minutes to go, right? Al, you taking the field goal? You got a great kicker. He always kicks the long-range ones well. 14-14, you would have taken that going in, right?
Yeah.
Niners, even though they're dinged up too, it's their home game and they're much better right now than you are. Wouldn't you take that play?
Yeah.
So Doug Peterson not only did not take the field goal, he dialed up a play for a receiver who's a rookie and had made four catches in his professional career. He dialed up a play for John Hightower, right? And here is what happened on the play.
They're going for it. Fourth and four. Hang on to your seat. Wentz calling for the football. He's back. Here comes the rush. He fires. He's got it. They've got a first down as he completes it to John Hightower, the rookie from Boise State.
What's amazing about it is that if that's DeSean Jackson, if that's Zach Ertz, who was on the field, if that's a guy who's done it for years and you dial their number up in a key moment in a game, makes sense.
Yep.
You trust the guy. There's no way in his fourth game that John Hightower is trustworthy. Yeah. I've seen him drop balls.
You feel better about him now, don't you?
Well, I do, but it took, you know, the ultimate situation for him to deliver.
That's when you hope somebody delivers.
But do you call plays based on hope, Rhea? Is that what you're doing?
Well, yeah.
See, like, I would have, look, even though he's double covered all night, didn't do much of anything, maybe that's a play normally that goes to Ertz.
They weren't giving Ertz any.
I understand, but I would have tried anyway and forced it in.
Because
I would feel better that I tried throwing it to Ertz than that I tried throwing it to Hightower.
Well, probably also the 49ers weren't expecting it to go to him.
Well, I guess, but this is going to lead somewhere in a second because we really have an issue here, Al, that ties in with legal betting, and I'm going to get to it in a second. Huh. But then I'll let you hear the other two plays because these three plays won the game. That was the first one because it prolonged the drive, and then this is the one that gave the Eagles the lead.
It is second down and 18. Wentz back again. He steps up. He is floating it, and it is caught by Fulgham, who's in for a touchdown, I believe. Yes, Travis Fulgham, of all people. Travis Fulgham, get to know him. He just caught a touchdown, a 42-yard touchdown from Wentz.
Les Bowen, the Inquirer.com, did a terrific piece on what preceded that. Now, there were seven plays. The Eagles were at the 42, right? Seven plays later, they were at the 42. Through penalties. They ran seven plays and were at the same part on the field.
It was painful.
And then, and it was second and 18. It was a long, I mean, the odds of them getting a touchdown to Travis Fulgham on that play, I would not want to bet on it. All right? I would not want to bet on it. So now they lead because this kid makes a great play. Again, you're comfortable dialing his name up?
No.
Well, no one else had been able to make any long plays since the first game when Rager did it.
That was the second catch of Travis Fulgham's career. Second catch. Hightower's fifth, Fulgham's second. All right? And then, to put a capper on it, this is what got Mullins benched. But then Alex Singleton stepped forward to cement the victory.
First and 10, San Francisco at the 25. Back goes Mullen. He pumps. It's intercepted! It's intercepted! Down the far sideline and in for an Eagles touchdown. It is Singleton. Alex Singleton intercepts it, and the Eagles break it open.
Right, Singleton himself said, they threw it right to me.
It was remarkable.
What was I going to do with it? And I was thinking to myself, you know how many times people have thrown the balls right to our defensive players and they dropped them?
Yes. Yeah.
You did not drop them. I appreciate it.
Thank you
very much.
It's a pretty big testament to the coaching, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You're running practice, you're running scout teams.
But I need to get inside the head of Doug Peterson. When he's dialing up these plays, now, he's probably going to say today he had full faith in these guys.
Well, as long as your quarterback does.
Al, give me a break, all right? I didn't pay DeSean Jackson $13 million a year so that I could use a guy making the minimum, all right?
Well, he's
the
not
the problem with DeSean Jackson, he could not stand up for more than a minute without pulling
something.
And I wouldn't count
on him standing up the rest of the
game. No, I understand that. Nor Peters, I get it.
Yeah.
But we're paying them you would not pay those guys a ton if you did not think they were more reliable, especially in big moments, than people you never heard of. But they pulled it off with three very, very obscure individuals, right? Mm-hmm. So Doug was asked this. I'm going to grill him further on it this morning. But Doug was asked what it's like to have to deal with so many young players in key spots.
It's one of those things when you play with some young players, you kind of crawl before you can run, and that's what we're going to have to do. But these guys are talented. Carson's excited to work with them as we get the rest of the guys healthy and back out on the field.
Now, when he dials up Hightower 4th and 4, is he holding his breath? Come on, Al.
I guess.
The guy has never made that play in his career. He's holding his breath.
I think the
Fulgham, this will work. Travis Fulgham's unstoppable. He's already caught one ball in his career.
I think the quarterback is more than he is.
Well, the quarterback covered up a lot of indignities. He had a good game.
Yeah.
But bottom line is, Al, and this is the real story, what's going on. So I went, you know what? No matter how you look at it, that was a hell of a win for the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
It saved their season. They beat a quality opponent, also highly injured, but they beat a quality opponent.
Yeah.
The team they beat was in the Super Bowl last season. They beat them 3,000 miles from home during a pandemic.
Yeah.
That's a good win.
Yeah.
The odds makers will look at that and be impressed.
I guess. I haven't looked.
They were not impressed.
Oh, they're impressed with the Steelers.
Hold on. Yeah. We're going to get to that, Rhea. I know you're ready.
Yeah.
She's ready with this one. Al, the Eagles are 7-point underdogs in Pittsburgh against the Steeler team. The combined record of their opponents. You want to say it, Rhea?
Yeah, 1-11.
One win and 11 losses.
They've played the Giants.
They've beaten no one.
Yeah, they were a week off, though,
and
right?
The odds maker said, well, they had a week off, but it wasn't a normal week off. They thought they were playing till Thursday.
Yeah, but they still had
a COVID-induced week off.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's a real week off.
They played
off.
A team that just fired their coach and GM.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, they're 1-11 was the opponents, and they're favored by 7 against the team to beat the Super Bowl team. You know what they're saying here, Al? That the only reason the Eagles won is they managed to find the only team in the NFL almost as injured as they are. Is that not it? And here's the real problem. You cannot pretend next man up. You cannot pretend you're going to be amazing when you don't have your team. And this was Doug talking afterwards. They got to get to the bottom of this. I tried it yesterday with the Novocare doctor. He cited luck. All right, which I don't buy luck. But anyway, here is what Doug said about the current health of the Eagles.
We're to that point now where everybody's body is sore and the injuries that we have, and they're gonna continue. I mean, you're not gonna get 100% healthy. There's no way. You know, we just don't have time to get everybody 100%. It's just the nature of the game. So
no, he's talking about the guys that are limping onto the field and trying to play like Lane Johnson did with a bum ankle and all that stuff. Al, you can't every year lead the league in injuries. Do you know right now? Let me give you a couple of numbers. 15 regulars were not available for Sunday's game in San Francisco. They lost two more players to injury during the game, all right? In addition to that, seven different Philadelphia Eagles right now are out with hamstring injuries. Seven. That, I'm sorry. You know, people don't like me challenging the medical community. Something's wrong with their staff. Training, medical, you name it. Al, you can't lead the league every year. And the reason the Eagles have zero chance to actually go far this year, they had a good roster 3 weeks ago before they started. And now they got nothing. And somebody's got to fix it. Hello? Somebody's got to figure out why every year the Eagles lead in one category, injuries. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And you know what else? Peters now, Al, who knows when he's coming back. Deshaun, he's got a new problem. Everybody's got a problem. At one point in the game, the offensive line consisted of Jason Kelce and the Pips.
Not bad, though.
They
All right, they were not bad. And
My
I will talk to the terrible. Coach about that. It was like Al, an old rock group with the lead singer and four backup singers. And they got through it. But I, as a fan, it's driving me insane. And I want to know how you feel about it, too. It's a great win, but when the more you look at it, the more improbable it will be for you to continue to win games that way. You just got lucky facing the only other team that is as buried as you are with injuries. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a ton of stuff to do today. When we come back, Ava Graham, this is the weirdest wedding invitation I ever got out. Ava's going to tell you a story about how opportunity to be a rich wife slipped right through her fingers. What a story this is. And then later in the hour, John Middleton and how he buried himself. That's all before 7 o'clock today. 215-592-9494. Would you like to win a prize today? It's National Coaches Day. What we have done is come up with a list, all-inclusive, past or present, throughout the country. We need you to name for us the best coach you ever saw and the worst. Best and worst. Rhea Hughes is the judge.
Really?
And she will judge the disparity between your top pick and your worst pick. And that's how you win prizes today. Who is great? Who is awful? You get first shot. 215-592-9494. The board is open. You will get on right now if you call that number. WIP Sports Time 668.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.